I'm going to read from the second chapter of the book of Galatians. I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "For before that certain men came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision." Verse 13 tells us, "The other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation." Wow, can you believe that? Peter, because of fear, was found compromising the truth of the gospel. Peter had been eating and drinking with these Gentiles. Peter knew that God had no respect to a person. God told him that back in chapter 10 of the book of Acts. Peter saw that how God made no distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. Yet because of the fear of men, he was willing to compromise. I would say that there are many preachers today who know the true gospel, who know it from cover to cover, who understands the Word of God, yet they do not preach all of the Word of God. They don't preach scriptures that would cause them many problems in their church. They don't preach scriptures that their members don't believe in. They don't preach things that would get them out of a job. And because of their fear of the people, they preach scriptural sound bites to please the people in their congregation. Not only that, if that's not bad enough, what Peter was compromising, he caused others to do the same. I read the story in a book, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, written by Philip Keller. He tells about a sheep he had, which was one of his most attractive sheep. Her body was beautifully proportioned. She had a strong constitution. She bore sturdy lambs, which matured rapidly. But in spite of all of these attractive attributes, she had one pronounced fault. She was restless, discontented, fence crawler. He called her Ms. Gadabout. No matter what field or pasture the sheep were in, she would search all along the fence, looking for a loophole that she could crawl through and feed on the other side. He said, "It would have been bad enough if she was the only one who did this. The point is, she taught her lambs to do the same trick. They simply followed her example and soon were as skilled at escaping as their mother. Even worse was the example she set for the other sheep. In a short time, she began leading others through the same hole and over the same dangerous paths." It is not that she had not been told differently. She had been trained to do the right thing. She had been scolded more than one time about this same behavior. He's got a problem. So what does he do? I'll let him tell you in his own words. He said, "After putting up with her ways for a summer, I finally came to the conclusion that to save the rest of the flock, she would have to go. I could not allow one discontented elk to ruin the whole ranch operation. It was a difficult decision to make because I loved her in the same way I love the rest of the sheep. Her strength and her beauty and alertness was a delight to behold. But one morning, I took the killing knife in hand and butchered her. Her career of fence crawling was cut short. It was the only solution to the dilemma. She was a sheep, in spite of all that I had done to give her the very best care. Still, she wanted something else. This is a solemn warning to the carnal Christian, the half-Christian, the one who wants the best of both worlds. Sometime, in short order, they can be cut down. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.